Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the Song of Solomon chapters 1 to 3. God's love is better than all earthly pleasures. Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse number 2 reads like this: "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine." King Solomon is the author of this 8-chapter love song that he wrote in approximately 900 BC. It was probably written before his spiritual decline. Solomon was a prolific songwriter who wrote about 1,005 songs in his lifetime. The Song of Solomon is the greatest song in redemptive history and the longest song in the Bible. This song reveals God's patterns in how we can grow in passion for Jesus. It touches the significant principles and practical realities needed to develop a mature love for God. The symbolic interpretation of this song is to see the spiritual truths in our relationship with Jesus behind the natural love story. Solomon shows forth the joy of life that can be attained without regard to how our circumstances are going. Here, the Holy Spirit is calling us to make intimacy with God the goal of our life. The song highlights how full our life is when our consuming passion is to love and know Jesus. Even with hard circumstances, our spirit can be alive in God. The theme of the song is a bride's cry for the kiss of God's word to touch the deepest place in her heart. This refers to encountering the word in the deepest and most intimate way. In other words, the word, as it reveals the king's emotion for this bride and awakens our heart in the threefold love of God, which is love from God, then for God, which overflows to others. The greatest pleasures that we can experience are spiritual ones. These are best experienced by encountering Jesus as the bridegroom God. This intoxicates our heart and makes us lovesick. It is when we encounter Jesus that we realize that God's love is better than all the earthly pleasures that we can ever hope to experience. God has called us to holiness so that we can experience complete joy and undiluted pleasure that is perfect and eternal. Let me close with Psalm 16 verse 11, where it is written like this: "In your presence is fullness of joy, your right hand are pleasures forevermore."